go. Oh. Amber Matthews. So now a song about the French. Yes, now comes the time I must talk about France. So the thing about France and New Orleans is that France and New Orleans have had a very tough relationship. New Orleans would be the young woman, France would be the older man who took advantage of her. And New Orleans has always had a fascination with the French, although the French never really spent that much time really in New Orleans. But nonetheless, if we're good at anything in New Orleans, we're great at making fantasies. So there was a person born two generations later in New Orleans whose family was from France, and his last name was Marigny. First name was Bernard. And he was a great salesman. He named most of the first streets in New Orleans and gave them beautiful French names. He even named a street after the Champs-Élysées. There's a big difference between the French Champs-Élysées and the American Elysian Fields in New Orleans. This guy was such a salesman and such a character, I had to write a song about him. And this style also welcomes back an instrument that started off in the big band. It started off in the jazz orchestra, but it went away for 100 years. And we're excited to return it back to the jazz orchestra here today, and that instrument would be the banjo. So here's a song about Bernard Marigny with a little banjo, featuring our saxophone player, Ricardo Chuchu Pascal.